Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Massive gas leak in the Bronx today. Multiple homes evacuated in the South Bronx following a ruptured gas main this morning. Firefighters are on site working to contain the gas line rupture. People started calling 911 just before 10 o'clock this morning to report the odor of gas near Webster Avenue and Bedford Park Boulevard. Con Ed says a gas valve in the street at 370 Bedford Park Boulevard ruptured. The gas main was shut off. There are reports that there was an eruption at 940, an explosion and mustard-colored substance going into the air, and locals are complaining about the smell and the noxious fumes. There's been another federal search of the home of a city employee. This time it's interim NYPD Commissioner Thomas Donlan. But Donlan says this is connected to his work from 20 years ago and has nothing to do with his current position at the NYPD.
And so now the plot thickens. Thomas Donlan has been interim NYPD commissioner for only a week, and he issued this statement Saturday night. Federal authorities executed search warrants at my residence and took materials that came into my possession 20 years ago and are unrelated to my work with the New York City Police Department. The New York Post and Channel 4 both say he took classified documents while he was with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. At a news conference when he was first introduced to the public, Donlan spoke about his connections.
I know these agencies that we will be working with, the very talented people working in their agency.
Regarding this new development, the mayor has said only he expects everyone to cooperate with investigators. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Six people inside one home were slashed early this morning. Police were called to the house on Fane Court. That's in the Garrison Beach section of Brooklyn around 6 a.m., people slashed range in age from 16 to 37. It's not clear if they all live in the home together. Police are looking for two male suspects. No word yet on a motive. And a 42-year-old man was shot to death in New Lots, Brooklyn this morning. It happened around 3:45 on Georgia Avenue. Police have not released the man's identity or given the motive for the shooting. Members of the New York Sanitation Department are mourning the death of one of their own. Authorities say 54-year-old Richard Errico tumbled out of the area known as the cab and slipped beneath the wheels of a 65,000-pound truck. He was killed instantly. Police say it happened just before 6 p.m. last night as he was attempting a U-turn outside the sanitation department's Queens East Garage in Douglaston. Harry Nespoli is president of the Uniform Sanitation Members Association in New York.
It's a very dangerous job, and that's something that the men and women on the job realize. And I always tell my workforce, make sure you go home tonight. Make sure you do your job and go home tonight.
Errico was on the force for 19 years, serving Douglaston, Little Neck, and Bayside. Another fatal crash on Long Island late last night, and now there are DWI and manslaughter charges. Police say 42-year-old Miguel Nolasco of Roosevelt was allegedly driving drunk in Hicksville at about 11:20 last night. There was a crash with another car. That other car burst into flames. 30-year-old driver of that car was trapped inside and died. Nolasco is facing several charges, including vehicular manslaughter. This is Banned Books Week, and the public libraries in Queens and Brooklyn and the New York Public Library are holding a series of public programs, talks, and exhibitions to publicize the national increase in banned books. Fritzi Bodenheimer is a spokesperson for the Brooklyn Public Library.
According to the American Library Association, book bans are at an all-time high, a record high. And even though we're very lucky here in New York City that we don't have many instances of censorship, we should all be concerned.
There is a first-of-its-kind National Freedom to Read Day of Action against book bans planned for October 19th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.